August 24th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to review from Psalm 73, a Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pangs in their death. But their strength is firm. This psalm is about the wicked increasing their power, and the faith of people of God is shaken and they are discouraged. This power of wicked increasing is happening in a society in general, but it will also happen in the Christian community too. The Lord told me to pay attention to what's happening in the Christian community in the United States, and I see that those who bend and twist the teaching of the Bible see more acceptance from the society. Also, the Pope is loved even more because he said the Islam is good and the Buddhism is good. But the Bible says Jesus is the only way. There is no other way for salvation. It does not come from Dalai Lama. The Pope should be saying so, but he chose to encourage people of other faith, and he believes he receives the love of people even more. In the United States too, I feel that the nation is encouraging Christian people to be more compromising and more accepting the ways of the society. I hear that there are churches being granted 501c3 tax-exempt status even though they are not preaching Jesus Christ and the cross. They accept homosexuality in the church, and there is also a Japanese Christian group that just ordained homosexual preacher too, to follow the example of the United States. These churches may see more acceptance and prosperity because they incorporated the world into the church. So as these verses say, many face the situation that causes them to stumble, slip, and fall in their Christian walk. The Revelation also talks about the global scale trial and the time to separate the true believers from the rest. We are fully forewarned so that we will not be shocked when such times come. Anything that happens in the world, including the entertainment industry, there is a trendsetter. And I believe that any Antichrist movement happening in the United States also planned by certain trendsetters. And I believe those people are planning even the end of human history. The book of Revelation talks about that in chapter 13, which talks about people of God being persecuted in the nation of the beast. And what happened in those who are not with Christ will be more boastful, more prideful, and receive more love from the world. People consider them highly, saying that they are the ones who bring the world peace. In such time, many Christians will stumble in faith, but I believe such movement will continue and will increase till the coming of Christ. Then the nation of the beast will be destroyed when Christ comes. Verse 5. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. You see this example in the Christian world too. Those churches who accept homosexuality are respected, and those who oppose homosexuality because they want to be true to the Bible are the ones who get persecuted. Therefore, pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. Those verses talk about the wrong teachings spreading. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. I believe this means that you're speaking against the heavens, and their tongues are only speaking of this world. Let's look at the Revelation chapter 13, verse 6. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. This "those who dwell in heaven" is about us, Christians. The verse 8 of the same chapter also says, All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose name have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This describes the Christians who think about, talk about, and believe in things in the natural. The Pope is the best example of that, for he has bent the truth of the Bible and accepted the validity of other religions. Same as Rick Warren, for he has said that Islam and Christian have the same God. If you see the popularity of those people, I believe the world is already heading to that direction, and the Antichrist is the ideas and the movement that is in line with the world, and the world will openly reject the teachings of the Bible, saying being reborn or the resurrections are non-scientific. So the question is how you live in such a time as a Christian. When the media, education, and the government, the scientists, and everyone else says that what we believe is extreme and not acceptable, how do we live? How do we live with that? Because the Bible says such time is coming. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of full cup and drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, there are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. So the righteous people will suffer from their doubt and persecution, but God has his way of dealing with those situations. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream, when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. If we feel bad when you see people who are saying non-biblical things and be accepted by society, that is because we don't fully understand the wrath of God about those issues. But if you become so grounded with who God is, as the verse 17 says, you understand his way, and that you will not be so much affected by the world. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. We recently studied and learned from the Bible about the destruction of the temple in the book of Matthew chapter 23. For Jewish people, the temple was not only the place of worship, but for them, it was everything. In the end time, the actual temple destruction will not happen in Jerusalem because the physical temple no longer exists there, but instead, they have the Muslim Golden Dome. So, one that is already destroyed, will not be destroyed again. So we figure that the destruction of the temple in the end time, which the Bible talks about, must be about the church. So we are warning to other Christians about it. To those who are saying, once saved, always saved, or to those who are spreading other false teachings. I believe there will be a time when we have to go to underground church to worship too. And I am not excited about it, but this is what the Bible says. And I am not saying this out of fear. There are many who is preaching the wrong doctrines and actually making money. Like the Left Behind series, I believe they have sold 70 million or 80 million copies. Not that I'm competing, but my book barely sold 1,000 copies. But apparently, non-biblical teachings sell more. But as the verse 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. We have to focus on the spiritual reality rather than what we see with the natural eyes. Our natural eyes only see what's trendy and what's been selling now. But when we follow the Lord, we understand the whole picture. Verse 18, surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. This is what God does to those who are not following him. When talking about slippery places, I think about the Brethren-affiliated church, for they have embraced strange doctrine. One example is that they don't believe in having a leader in the organization. Having a pastor is biblical, but they don't want to have a pastor leading the church, for they believe that everyone should be equal in their brotherhood. So they deliver messages in turn, and I don't recall hearing any messages that was edifying when I was attending their church. But they believe that this is the right thing, so they're in a slippery place for that reason. And one of the common traits of people of this congregation is arrogance. They are all high achievers of this society, like teachers and doctors, so they think that they know more than other people. This arrogance and pride are keeping them in a slippery place that they might lose salvation itself. And it's not only icy ground. This Chinese restaurant that I frequent also have a very slippery floor, but when you slip and fall, you will have physical injury and pain. But when you slip and fall spiritually, you will lose the eternal life. So do not forget the fear of the Lord. And I don't know all the branches of Christianity other than Brethren Group, so I cannot really speak for the rest. But I know that the Catholic is also another slippery one. I know that when people are arrogant and they think that they know everything, they always find themselves in a slippery place. When you look at their teachings, you will see that they have embraced so many non-biblical things like purgatory. Purgatory is where you can make up for the sins of this life, so you can eventually go to heaven. I mean, that gives you a reason to slack off in this life. If one finds themselves in such a slippery place, there's usually a reason for that. Or maybe you might have been too arrogant and prideful. But we should not lose the fear of the Lord. Verse 21, thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. You might go through such a doubtful moment before, especially in the tribulation era. But even if you feel like that, you need to remind yourself what the verse 23 says. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. But if you keep praying, you will always stay close to God, and He will be with you. And I have never seen people who don't pray and still walk in faith. Verse 24, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. God is our counselor. So we see a dialogue here. You and God both talk and listen. He guides your way every step of the way. So God does not speak to us with one blanket solution for everyone. He talks to us individually to attend for individual needs. So everyone has a different ministry. And what God has revealed to me was warning and teachings about the end time. And God has been teaching me one-on-one. And He has taught me many things like that. But one memorable thing is, on September 11, 2001, when 9/11 happened, I knew right away that it was a conspiracy of the enemy. I remember God kept talking to me for a week or so, but there was like a spiritual haze that I could not hear Him clearly. But I strongly felt that He has something on the other side of the veil He wanted to show, but I could not see it. But I kept praying fervently. Normally I receive revelation relatively easy when I pray, but for this one, I could not get it and I have to press in. And in about a week or so, I began to understand that God was telling me that I should pay attention to the United States. And this is the nation that is described in the book of Daniel, the nation of the beast. And that was such a revelation to me, because prior to that, I used to think Europe was the nation of the beast. So this was the message God personally gave me. I did not hear this from anyone else. And when I understood that the nation holds the key for the end time, so we need to know that God talks to us personally as a counselor, according to the Bible. And from verse 25 to 7, Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. Please note that those who are far from God will perish. There are two types of Christians, one who seek the Lord and one who seek their way. The Bible repeatedly says that those who stay close to God will be saved, but those who are far from God will inevitably perish, even if they are the smartest one in the class or the most successful one. But if you stay close to God, even if you're a foolish one, you will be saved, and you will also save others. The verse 28, But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. And drawing near to God, you will be drawing near to all that God has for us.